美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目体育运动单元的终极课程。Ryan 跟自己的好朋友 Alice 学习打篮球，今天呢 Alice 带 Ryan 去看球赛，好让他学学比赛的规则。
That's right, Winnie. Alice is taking Ryan to watch a basketball game, but it's not a professional game, like you might think.
不是职业赛，那是什么比赛呢？
Alice, I can't believe you brought me to a children's basketball game. How can I learn to play basketball watching children?
Well, Ryan, you're a beginner, and they're beginners too. That will make it easy for you to understand the rules.
Ugh, I guess so. But watching kids is so boring. The professional basketball league is much better.
Okay, Ryan, stop complaining and watch what's happening on the court.
啊，原来 Alice 带 Ryan 去看儿童篮球赛啦。
I know it sounds silly, but why does Alice say she brought him there?
Alice 说 Ryan 是 beginner, 初学者。所以呢，看和他水平差不多的人打球，就可以更好地了解比赛规则。哎，对了 ，Professor， Ryan 说 ，Professional Basketball League 是指职业篮球联盟吗
？Right. And in baseball, you might hear about the major leagues and minor leagues.
对，在棒球里 ，major league 就是大联盟，而 minor league 是小联盟。让我们来听听在 basketball court 篮球场上比赛进行的怎么样了。
All right, Alice, let's watch the game. Which team are we rooting for?
We are rooting for the home team because my nephew is playing for them.
Oh, cool. Does he really like to play basketball with the other kids?
Oh, yeah. These team sports really build their confidence. This is a big game because they're playing their rivals.
原来 Alice 的侄子就在球场上，他是 home team 主场球队的一员。哎 ，Professor， 和主场相对的是客场，那要怎么说呢
？The opposite of the home team is the visiting team. Most people at the game root for the home team.
没错，比赛的时候啊，主场队总是人气更旺，大部分观众都是 root for it， 给主场球队来加油助威。那么 root for。除了表示在赛场上支持某个球队以外，还有没有别的用法啊
？Sure. For example, I am really rooting for the new law to pass because it would lower my taxes.
哦 ，root for 就表示支持，所以我们也可以说 root for the new law， 支持这条新的法律。Professor Alice 还提到了这两支队伍是 rivals， 这是劲敌、对头的意思，是不是啊？
That's right.
Wow, these kids are really good. I can't believe how athletic they are.
Yeah, my nephew practices a lot. He's the captain of the team.
He's the captain? He must be the best player on the team. When I was his age, the only sports I played were sports video games.
Well, I'm sure playing all those sports video games really gave your fingers a good workout.
怪不得 Ryan 的篮球打得这么臭啊，他小时候从不运动，唯一的爱好就是 play sports video games， 在游戏机上玩运动游戏。
Right. And what about Alice's nephew? Is he more athletic than Ryan was?
那当然了， Alice 的侄子是篮球队的 captain， 队长，他呀特别 athletic， 爱运动。
My gosh, Alice, these kids are half my age.And they are so much better at basketball than me.
Don't get discouraged. With lots of practice, you will be as good as them one day.
I don't have that much dedication. Man, getting in shape is so much work.
Well, you don't have to play basketball. There are lots of other ways to get in shape. Do you have any other ideas?
Actually, I have a great idea.
看着小孩子的篮球打得比自己强那么多 ，Ryan 有点觉得 discouraged。泄气了，他呀不想打篮球了，想用另外一种方法来锻炼身体，保持体型。不知道他有什么好主意呢
？Let's listen and find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is, Do you like your job?
今天这一课的题目是你喜欢你的工作吗？我们要谈论工作和家庭以及人们对自己工作的看法。另外，我们还重点学习形容词和副词的用法。
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Not bad. How are you?
I feel great. Our guest today is Maria Alvarez.
From California?
That's right. She's from San Jose, California.
有啊，有动静，没问题。
完了就要停 stop 就好了。
今天我们采访的嘉宾是 Maria Alvarez， 她也曾经上过我们的节目。
现在我是
Our guest today is Maria Alvarez.
From California?
That's right. She's from San Jose, California.
我没有这样。就是你等它停了以后，然后你
Interview
按这儿。
访谈时间，下面我们要采访 Maria， 她是加州圣何塞市一家大型服装店的经理，他们卖的服装价格不高。我们先请听访谈中使用的一些词句。
A store manager，
商店经理。
A store manager， A clothing store，
服装店。
A clothing storeI manage a clothing store.
我是一家服装店的经理。
I manage a clothing store. I work about 10 hours a day.
我每天工作大约十小时。
I work about 10 hours a day.
下面请听这次访谈。
Now it's time for today's interview.Our guest today is Maria Alvarez. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Kathy.
Yes, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
What do you do?
I'm a store manager.
A store manager?
Yes, that's right. I manage a clothing store.
Is it a large store?
Yes, it is.
Where is it? Where is it located?
In San Jose. It's in downtown San Jose.
Is the clothing expensive?
No, not really.Most of our clothes are not very expensive.
Do you like your work?
Yes, I do. It's a very good job. I like it a lot.
What about your salary? Do you have a good salary?
It's pretty high, but I work very hard.
How many hours do you work?
I work about 10 hours a day.
You do work hard.
Yes, but I love the work.
Our guest is Maria Alvarez. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Maria 说
Most of our clothes are not very expensive.
意思是我们商店的衣服大多数都不太贵。他还说
It's pretty high, but I work very hard.
我的薪水相当高，不过我工作很努力。Hard 是副词，修饰动词 work。副词在句子中主要做状语。美国人一般每天工作八小时，每星期工作五天。但是一些私人企业，特别是服务业的小公司，并不是严格按照这个制度。很多雇员的工作时间要超过八小时，像 Maria 每天大约要工作十个小时左右。联邦法律规定，每星期中超过四十小时的工作时间的工资都要以一倍半来计算。我们再听听这段访谈。
Now it's time for today's interview.Our guest today is Maria Alvarez. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Kathy.
Yes, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
What do you do?
I'm a store manager.
A store manager?
Yes, that's right. I manage a clothing store.
Is it a large store?
Yes, it is.
Where is it? Where is it located?
In San Jose. It's in downtown San Jose.
Is the clothing expensive?
No, not really. Most of our clothes are not very expensive.
Do you like your work?
Yes, I do. It's a very good job. I like it a lot.
What about your salary? Do you have a good salary?
It's pretty high, but I work very hard.
How many hours do you work?
I work about 10 hours a day.
You do work hard.
Yes, but I love the work.
Our guest is Maria Alvarez. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
我们接着做回答问题的练习，请在听到铃声以后回答。
Maria works in a clothing store. Is it a large store? Yes, it is. It's large. The store sells clothing. Is the clothing expensive? No, it's not. It's not very expensive. Maria is a store manager. Does she like her work? Yes, she does. She loves her work. Does she work hard? Yes, she does. She works very hard. Does she have a low salary? No, she doesn't. She has a high salary. Maria works in a clothing store. Is it a large store? Yes, it is. It's large. The store sells clothing. Is the clothing expensive? No, it's not. It's not very expensive.Maria is a store manager. Does she like her work? Yes, she does. She loves her work. Does she work hard? Yes, she does. She works very hard. Does she have a low salary? No, she doesn't. She has a high salary.
Telephone.
听众电话。在这一节的听众电话中 ，Maria 要回答听众的问题。她要告诉我们，她已经离婚，有三个孩子。我们先来熟悉一下要听到的两句话。
I'm divorced.
我已经离婚。
I'm divorced. How old are your children?
你的孩子多大了？
How old are your children?
下面请听这段电话对话。
Our guest is Maria Alvarez. She's a store manager from San Jose, California. Let's take a phone call.
Hello.
Hello. You are on the air with New Dynamic English.
I'm calling from Jacksonville.
In Florida?
Yes, that's right.
Do you have a question for Maria?
Yes, I do. Maria, could you tell us about your family?
Well...I'm divorced, and I have three children.
Do they live with you?
Yes, they do.
What are their names?
Alma, George, and Aaron.
Excuse me? Could you say that again?
Certainly. Alma, George, and Aaron.
Aaron? How do you spell Aaron?
It's E-H-R-E-N.
E-A-R-E-N?
No, E-H-R-E-N.
Oh, I see. That's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
Is Aaron a boy or a girl?
She's a girl. My son's name is Josh.
I see. How old are your children?
Alma is 12, Josh is 7, and Aaron is 3.
12, 7, and 3.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling. Maria, thank you for being our guest.
It's been my pleasure.
I hope you can come back again.
I hope so, too.
Let's take a short break.
美国的离婚率高达50%，所以像 Maria 这样的单亲家庭很多， 英语是 single parent family. 我们再听一遍对话。
Hello.
Hello. You are on the air with New Dynamic English.
I'm calling from Jacksonville.
In Florida?
Yes, that's right.
Do you have a question for Maria?
Yes, I do. Maria, could you tell us about your family?
Well, I'm divorced and I have 3 children.
Do they live with you?
Yes, they do.
What are their names?
Alma, George, and Aaron.
Excuse me? Could you say that again?
Certainly. Alma, George, and Aaron.
Aaron? How do you spell Aaron?
It's E-H-R-E-N.
E-A-R-E-N?
No, E-H-R-E-N.
Oh, I see. That's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
Is Aaron a boy or a girl?
She's a girl. My son's name is Josh.
I see. How old are your children?
Alma is 12, Josh is 7, and Aaron is 3.
12, 7, and 3.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling. Maria, thank you for being our guest.
It's been my pleasure.
I hope you can come back again.
I hope so, too.
Let's take a short break.
Listen to the jazz chant.
现在请听 Max 和 Maria 随着爵士乐有节奏地重复这段话。
Do you have any children?
I have 3. 1, 2, 3. I have 3.
Do you have any daughters?
I have 2.
You have 2?
Yes, I have 2.
Do you have any sons?
I have 1.
You have 1?
Yes, I have 1.
Now, let's chant.
现在我们大家一起有节奏地重复这段对话。
Do you have any children?
I have 3. 1, 2, 3. I have 3.
Do you have any daughters?
I have 2.
You have 2?
Yes, I have 2.
Do you have any sons?
I have 1.
You have 1?
Yes, I have 1.
我们再做一遍听说练习。首先，请听老师念这段话。
Do you have any children?
I have 3. 1, 2, 3. I have 3.
Do you have any daughters?
I have 2.
You have 2?
Yes, I have 2.
Do you have any sons?
I have 1.
You have 1?
Yes, I have 1.
接着请大家跟着重复。
Do you have any children?
I have 3. 1, 2, 3. I have 3.
Do you have any daughters?
I have 2.
You have 2?
Yes, I have 2.
Do you have any sons?
I have 1.
You have 1?
Yes, I have 1.
Daily Dialogue, Part 3. How's your job?
每日对话，题目是你的工作好吗？今天我们播第三部分。一个男孩和他姐姐谈论他姐姐的新工作。他姐姐这份工作工资很低，他不喜欢这份工作。
Listen to the conversation.
下面就请听对话。
Hi, sis. How's your new job?
I hate it.
Is it that bad?
It's terrible.
Oh, that's too bad. What do you do?
I make hamburgers all day.
Do you work hard?
Yes, I work very hard, and it's boring, boring, boring.
Really? How's the pay?
Awful. My pay is really low.
How much do you get?
$3 an hour.
That is low.
请注意对话中使用的几个形容词都是形容这个工作多么不好，工资非常低。我们再仔细听一遍对话。
Hi, sis. How's your new job?
I hate it.
Is it that bad?
It's terrible.
Oh, that's too bad. What do you do?
I make hamburgers all day.
Do you work hard?
Yes, I work very hard, and it's boring, boring, boring.
Really? How's the pay?
Awful. My pay is really low.
How much do you get?
$3 an hour.
That is low.
Listen and repeat.
接着我们来做听说练习，请跟着我们重复。
How's the pay? How's the pay?
Awful. My pay is really low. Awful. My pay is really low.
How much do you get? How much do you get?
$3 an hour. $3 an hour.
That is low. That is low.
Question of the week.
每周一问。今天的问题是，这些字母拼成什么字？答案我们在下星期告诉大家。
This week's question is, what does it spell? Listen carefully, what does it spell? We'll have the answers on our next show. Question 1. K-A-T-H-Y. What does it spell? K-A-T-H-Y. Question 2. F-R-A-N-C-E. What does it spell? F-R-A-N-C-E. Question 3. S-I-S-T-E-R. What does it spell? S-I-S-T-E-R. Question 4. T-E-A-C-H-E-R. What does it spell? T-E-A-C-H-E-R. We'll have the answers on our next show.
这些都是我们在前面的课文中学过的字，我想大家很容易就能把它们拼写出来。
A question for you.
下面我们请听众朋友回答一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
请听众朋友们在铃声以后回答 Max 问的问题。
Do you like your work? Aha! Thank you.
Max 问你喜不喜欢你的工作。那么你是怎么回答的呢？好，我们复习一下今天学过的主要内容。我们在这一课中学习了谈论工作和家庭，以及人们对自己工作的看法。另外，我们还学习了一些形容词和副词的用法，例如 work hard。 今天我们的采访嘉宾是Maria Alvarez. 首先我们听一听 Cathy 采访 Maria.
Our guest today is Maria Alvarez. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Cathy.
Yes, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes, what is it?
What do you do?
I'm a store manager.
A store manager?
Yes, that's right. I manage a clothing store.
Is it a large store?
Yes, it is.
Where is it? Where is it located?
In San Jose.It's in downtown San Jose.
Is the clothing expensive?
No, not really. Most of our clothes are not very expensive.
Do you like your work?
Yes, I do. It's a very good job. I like it a lot.
What about your salary? Do you have a good salary?
It's pretty high, but I work very hard.
How many hours do you work?
I work about 10 hours a day.
You do work hard.
Yes, but I love the work.
Our guest is Maria Alvarez.We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Hello.
Hello. You are on the air with New Dynamic English.
I'm calling from Jacksonville.
In Florida?
Yes, that's right.
Do you have a question for Maria?
Yes, I do. Maria, could you tell us about your family?
Well...I'm divorced, and I have 3 children.
Do they live with you?
Yes, they do.
What are their names?
Alma, George, and Aaron.
Excuse me? Could you say that again?
Certainly. Alma, Josh, and Aaron.
Aaron? How do you spell Aaron?
It's E-H-R-E-N.
E-A-R-E-N?
No, E-H-R-E-N.
Oh, I see. That's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
Is Aaron a boy or a girl?
She's a girl. My son's name is Josh.
I see. How old are your children?
Alma is 12, George is 7, and Aaron is 3.
12, 7, and 3.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling. Maria, thank you for being our guest.
It's been my pleasure.
I hope you can come back again.
I hope so, too.
Let's take a short break.
每日对话第三部分。
Hi, sis. How's your new job?
I hate it.
Is it that bad?
It's terrible.
Oh, that's too bad. What do you do?
I make hamburgers all day.
Do you work hard?
Yes, I work very hard, and it's boring, boring, boring.
Really? How's the pay?
Awful. My pay is really low.
How much do you get?
$3 an hour.
That is low.
各位听众，在结束今天这课之前，我们还要播送 Max 和 Cathy 以及他们的同事 Larry 在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题是 Max 邀请 Cathy 一块儿吃午饭，但是 Cathy 有事不能去，另外那个自称和 Max 是兄弟的人要到华盛顿来。对话中有这样一句话，
Would you like to have lunch?
你想去吃午饭吗？这是发出邀请的一种很好的表达方式。
Would you like to have lunch?
下面我们来听对话。
And we're off the air. Good show, guys.
Great show.
Thanks. You were great too.
Would you like to have lunch? There's a new restaurant a few blocks from here.
No, I don't think I can. I'm busy.
Oh, what are you up to?
Well, I really can't say.
Oh, a secret.
No, not really. It's just...
That's okay, if you don't want to tell me.
Let's go some other time. By the way, any news with your so-called brother?
Yes, he called back. And he's coming to Washington.
When?
Tonight.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
Cathy 说她有事儿不能和 Max 一起吃午饭，但是又吞吞吐吐不愿意告诉 Max 她要去做什么。Cathy 又问 Max 她那个所谓的兄弟有没有什么消息。Max 说那个人今天晚上就要到华盛顿来。Cathy 非常惊讶。我们再听一遍对话。
And we're off the air. Good show, guys.
Great show.
Thanks. You were great, too.
Would you like to have lunch? There's a new restaurant a few blocks from here.
No, I don't think I can. I'm busy.
Oh, what are you up to?
Well, I really can't say.
Oh, a secret.
No, not really. It's just...
That's okay, if you don't want to tell me.
Let's go some other time. By the way, any news with your so-called brother?
Yes, he called back. And he's coming to Washington.
When?
Tonight.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
你一定也很想知道 Max 那个神秘的兄弟到底是怎么一回事。好，这一课的新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听，我们下一次再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。